This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Floyd Mayweather was talking about Oscar De La Hoya. He said, if I'm not mistaken, I want everybody to pull this up on YouTube. De La Hoya was trying to get Canelo to fight McGregor before he got the fight with Triple G. Please, I want everybody at home that's watching to go see what Oscar did. Then Oscar said, I'm not good for boxing, but I was good enough for you to fight me to get your biggest payday ever. You're telling me that dressing in drag, doing cocaine, and being an alcoholic is a good example for these young fighters up and coming. Boom. End of story. There you go. I think that should pretty much cement their hatred toward one another. But you know what the funny thing is about Oscar? Is that he's come on my show many times, Mafia, and talked about being an addict and an alcoholic, right? How many times has he come on and talked about doing cocaine and drinking and going to rehab five times?
Talked about it every time he comes on.
Just trying to somehow survive and stay sober, like, for him has been brutal. He's failed, and he's relapsed 15 times.
Right, unfortunately, it's become almost as big a part of his story as his, you know, legendary career.
I mean, and, you know, no one brings up, except Mayweather, dressing in drag, but now that's back out of the grave.
You know what, those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. I mean, this guy has been to jail for domestic abuse, and they talk about this guy dressing up in drag as something people shouldn't follow. Come on.
Yeah, I agree with you. Oscar's had his problems, and Floyd has, been in prison. Oscar hasn't been in prison.
Right. Hell, in this day and age, that's more, you know, something to follow than anything else. Like, hey, if you let your freak flag fly, if that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it.
How many people drink and do drugs? And then how many people beat women? Which one's worse?
Beating women.
I think so.
I mean, unless you're doing something on the drugs and alcohol that hurts someone else. You know, if you're only hurting yourself on the drugs and alcohol, I don't put that anywhere near domestic violence.
Okay, so Mayweather's sparring partners think that he's unbeatable. None of them give Mayweather any problem with McGregor. The right-handed lead, why Mayweather's right is the most consistent weapon in boxing. Spence, Errol Spence says, he throws it as a jab in a way. It comes so fast. A lot of fighters telegraph their punches. He doesn't at all. I really, it's something that he's mastered, throwing the straight right and catching guys over and over. Zab Judah, who fought him, he knows how to throw it, when to throw it, where to throw it, how long to throw it, how short to throw it, how hard to throw it. A former two-division world champ. And then others, this is a guy, I'm not even going to go with guys you've never heard of. So body work. Spence says, those little shots have an effect. Shooting the jab in your stomach, which he does a lot, or in a clinch, throwing an uppercut to your body. That's a big factor when you're using your legs to move forward and to try to, do something against him. Conditioning, Spence says, I never saw him breathing hard. He always controls his breathing, and that's an art. A lot of fighters, you see him breathing out of their mouths. Floyd always breathes out of his nose. He fights in the 12th round like he fought in the first round due to how hard he works. He does mitts for 30 minutes. Then he hits the bag for 30 minutes straight. Then he goes running. Then he goes and plays basketball. You think he could beat the ballers, Mafia? Judah said when he trains, he lines up 15 to 20 sparring partners at a time. I've known him since we were amateurs. He's always done over and beyond what the job consists of. You can't beat someone who's not going to get tired. Power. Spence says, I've seen him stop guys in the gym with 16-ounce gloves, bigger guys. He just beats them up. In his young career, you saw how he knocked guys out. Now he's got hand problems, so he's not turning with it all the way, not putting 100% power into his punches. But he can punch hard. That's why a lot of guys, when he hits them, they start backing up or go on defense. They're not just walking through his punches. You haven't seen anybody who's walking through his punches. Even Maidana started backing up when Floyd started coming forward. Why Mayweather's shoulder roll is unlike any other fighter's. Spence says his right hand is to block the hook, and sometimes he'll block the jab with it. His shoulder is to block the straight right. If I throw an overhand hook, he'll roll it and shoot with the other hand. A lot of guys see the shell and jump in and throw a lot of punches. That's when he shoots down the middle with a straight right or a hook and catches you with something crazy. Judah said, Floyd has been doing that shoulder roll since day one, since the amateurs. That's the only style he's ever done. He's learned it from his dad and his Uncle Roger. Corley said about him, this guy Corley, who DeMarcus Corley, former WBO junior welterweight champ. Corley said he's so elusive, his movement, his reflexes. When you shoot, he twitches his left shoulder up to block his chin so he can't be hit with a right hook. This stuff's incredible, isn't it? His right hand is already up to catch anything coming from that side. When they say Floyd doesn't have any onions, you got to have onions to stand and catch a punch. Come back with a punch, then get the hell out of there. That takes timing, practice, and a lot of heart to stand in the pocket and get your shot off. The escapist. Spence says he actually is very physically strong. Even bigger guys can't push him around or throw him around the ring. And you never know what he's going to do. He might stand there and catch it with his elbows or with his hands, shoot something and get out of the way. Or he might roll with it and catch you. Or use his legs and slip, and roll around you and make you look silly. You just never know. And then on his brain, Spence says, his eyes are always open. Your mind can't wander. It's a mental workout as much as a physical workout. Fighters throw punches at him, and you see him looking. He moves just enough and never overreacts to a punch. You never see him rattled. When you go back to the corner, he's always looking at you, seeing if you're tired. I think Mafia, I swear to God, I think that stuff's fascinating. I guess I was reading it. Did you hear me like laughing? Because I think it's so fascinating that all of these boxers, these great boxers, and I think Errol Spence is a really huge up-and-coming superstar in the making. And I respect Zab. You know, we've had Zab on the show. He's a funny guy. I like Zab Judah. He's always been cool to me. But I just think that it's amazing all the things that the fighters notice about Floyd. All of it, like every little thing, the shoulder roll, the feet, the eyes, the breathing, the nose, the jab, the hook, the block, the slip, all that stuff's amazing because what most people think is just he's a brother making way too much money in 36 minutes. No one ever talks about how good he really is. They just talk about he's never fought anybody. But the fact of the matter is he's fought every single person they put in front of him.
He has, and you know what? It's good to hear it from those guys because we could break it down as much as we want saying, you know, he does this, he does that. We don't know all the little nuances that these guys who train every day for the sport, who learn the sweet science and have to know all these little things.
Who do it.
We don't know all those little things and watch all those little things during the course of a fight like they do. So guys that have been in there with him day in and day out and worked with him can pick that up and, you know, shed the light on it. It's amazing to hear, like you said.
All right, here's Brady in Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Brady.
How you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, I love your show, brother.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, listen, I was listening to the about the fight on about the McGregor.
Right.
And Floyd Mayweather. And I'm a boxer myself.
Right.
But I actually started out as a martial artist.
Right.
And my game didn't really get strong until I started boxing. And the reason I say that is because there's so many movements, so many side movements, and so many things you got to do as a boxer that a martial art artist just don't have.
Right.
You know, and I'm looking at McGregor, and he's coming out like a German-style boxer. He's going to get his ass hand to the plate. And I mean that.
Right. I think a lot of people, here's what I think. I think most people are just waiting for something fantastic and extravagant to happen, like this amazing Buster Douglas type of knockout. They're waiting to see the unthinkable happen. I think a lot of fans, the reason why it's a spectacle is because most people are stupid enough to believe, and I don't blame them, that this guy could knock him out because he's a great fighter in the in the octagon. And one of the things I've said from the jump is I don't think he's really that great of a fighter. I just think he's kicked everyone's ass in the UFC because in his weight division, this is just me, you know, he's a two-division champ. I think that he's fought, and I've said this, Mafia, three good fighters. Three really good fighters, I'll give you, that he's fought. And the rest of his career has been a joke. He's fought no one but bums and stiffs and losers. And then they give him all this credit like he's the greatest fighter since Muhammad Ali. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. When he went up in weight to fight Nate Diaz, he got his ass beat by a street thug from Stockton, California, beat his ass bloody and made him quit like a bee. And all I know is the second time they fought, I thought he lost too. I thought he lost again. But they, of course, they can't lose their meal ticket to UFC, so they gave him the win. A lot of people thought he lost both fights. But I'll give him credit. They gave him the win. He got the win. I'll give him Jose Aldo. Max Holloway, I think when he fought him, was nothing. Now he's a great fighter. But then he wasn't. So I don't think he's been lining up anywhere near what Mayweather's done in his career. Mayweather's fought everyone. And they say he's never fought anyone. That's people that have no idea what they're talking about. They're idiots. They're stupid. They don't cover the sport. They don't go to the fights. Everybody's a Ferrellan genius that does a sports talk show on TV or radio. They all think they know everything. Everyone around here thinks they know everything. Everyone I know that is in this business thinks they're a genius. The problem is they don't go to the fights. I've been to 75 title fights at least. Mafia, documented or not.
You absolutely have.
Okay, thanks. So I've seen him fight everyone, and he's kicked everyone's ass. I've seen Conor McGregor fight. I've seen him. I think he's good. I don't think he's great. I think he's got a vivid imagination of how great he is. He thinks he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But the bottom line is he is nowhere as talented as Floyd Mayweather, including a 40-year-old Floyd Mayweather. Now, I hope everyone wins their money. I hope the kid wins. I hope Mayweather loses to McGregor like everybody else in some knockout. It'd be fantastic. It'd be the greatest story on earth, and it'd be an amazing evening to see him lose. But people have been waiting for that for 20 years, and he's beaten every single one of them, and I've never seen one person ever come close to beating him. Not even close. Not one guy ever even come close. People can talk all they want about all these guys that have fought him and done well. They're all kidding themselves. He beat the crap out of everyone, points or otherwise. People talk about he doesn't knock anybody out. It doesn't matter. Boxing is so much more than knockouts. Stop listening to people tell you something that they have no idea what they're talking about. I think Kellerman is definitely a boxing expert. He's been to a million fights, and he knows that sport better than any other guy, in my opinion, on television, except I put Teddy Atlas above him only. That's it. Those are the two best guys when it comes to boxing, hands down. Boom. It's that simple. All these other guys, including my boy B-Cust. I love B-Cust, right? I love Pauly. They are all good friends of mine. And Moro. Are they not, Mafia?
Yeah, we have them on all the time.
But I think that I respect Max more, and I respect Teddy more. When we're in Vegas, we're going to have Teddy on for an hour one night. I believe that could bleed into 2 hours. That's how fascinating I think Teddy Atlas is. But I've been to a million fights, and everyone knows it, including Teddy, Max, all those people know that I go to the fights. So I've seen everything live in living color, sitting front row at all the fights, and I love boxing. I don't want to hear anymore all these people trying to sell me their just absolute bag of shack about how great Conor McGregor is. I'm just not even going to listen to it. And I'm sick and tired of watching this guy with his Femi tweets every day about how great he is and how his training is just so superior to everyone else's and how he's such a better father than everybody else. He's constantly showing baby pictures. Like, people that do that are absolute femmes. You hear me? No one. Are you really going to show me your baby for the rest of your life? Every step of the way, you're going to show everybody your children. What's the one thing I don't do, Mafia?
Show people your kids.
What does the kids have to do with anything? What, is his little baby going to make him a better fighter? His baby's going to be sleeping when he gets his ass beat. Okay? Know that. Let me ask you this question, Mad Hatter. Do you think I pretty much, like, covered everything there that needs to be covered?
You sure did.
Like, I mean, in a roundabout way, do you think, like, overall that I covered everything in essence?
I think no one breaks down a fight better than you.
Did that, like, I mean, Mafia, do you think I summed it up there, like, in terms of, like, getting, you know, everything out in the open?
Yeah, it sounded pretty clean to me.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.